For the Africa Report, joining us on the line, we have Dr. Mustafa Mehta. Doc, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, Maulana. Good morning.
Now, what is going on at the AU with regards to the observer status given to Zionist Israel? Is it about corruption at the continental body?
Well. The chickens are coming home to roost, like I have always said, Maulana. Yes. Things are not very good at the continental body's headquarters in Addis Ababa. I'm sure you are aware of late we have heard that, you know, Israel has been granted the observer status at the African Union. And the Israelis were all over, you know, the foreign ministry, you know, bragging about how important, you know, that is, you know, to Israel, you know, now coming, you know, closer to African countries, et cetera, et cetera, so that, you know, they could influence, you know, African countries to alter the voting patterns at the United Nations. Okay? Mm-hmm. So we just heard that Israel has been granted, you know, that observer status. And then the first, you know, country, you know, to object was none other than our own, South Africa. South Africa, you know, we were shocked. Actually, I was very shocked when I saw that statement here that Africa says, no, wait a minute. We don't know about, you know, this issue. Where is it coming from? We were not told. And then followed Namibia. And then followed Zimbabwe. Followed Lesotho. Followed Botswana and Nigeria and other, you know, African countries protesting that, no, we were not told about this. The procedure is simple. They were supposed to be told. It was supposed, you know, to be, you know, tackled at the highest level of heads of state, but it was, you know, never. Someone did something somewhere. Yeah.
So, in your opinion, who really calls the shots at the AU then?
This is, you know, a question that we have. Of late, we have noticed, you know, with this issue. It has exposed, you know, that there are some flawed, you know, procedures at African Union headquarters, because Mr. Musa Faki Muhammad, who is the heading the African Union Commission there, went alone. He did, you know, this, you know, alone, without, you know, putting it, you know, to the African countries. Because all along, the African countries have been refusing Israel, saying, no, we will not grant Israel the observer status until, you know, it does what is right in Palestine. Let them fix their problems with the Palestinians, and then we can talk. But this time around, he went, it seems like he went alone and did whatever he did without the head of state, you know, being informed, the countries being informed and giving their opinion. So I expect heads to roll at the African Union.
Now there's this Pegasus spyware issue. Tell us about that.
Connected to that, yes, it is connected to that in the sense that this Pegasus issue, this is the same Israel that we are talking about here. The same Israel that has developed that spyware, which is causing so much pain, as you can, you know, you are aware of now. This spyware is very expensive. They sell it to countries and, you know, individuals. And given that, you know, our African continent is full of dictators, that is the same, you know, spyware that they are using, one, to spy on their on their people, to spy on the opposition, to spy on other countries, each other's country. Yes, fine is allowed to a certain extent, you know, amongst, you know, states, even those that call themselves, you know, very friendly states. It is allowed, but it has limits, you see. But this spyware is very dangerous. I'm sure you've heard, you've read, Maulana, you know, how it works, you know, that Pegasus. And this is the same Israel. And I've talked about this, if you remember, some months ago, concerning the same issue of Israel, that this is what Israel is using to buy African countries, you know, because we have these dictators. Look at this. One of them is Paul Kagame of Rwanda. And Paul Kagame, he's got a system in place that anyone who opposes him must be eliminated. And I'm sure you know this is the problem that he has been having with South Africa. He came here in South Africa, killed the Rwandan opposition guys who ran away from the, and they were, they sought asylum here. He came and he killed, you know, them here. And that is disrespectful in terms of international diplomacy. You don't go into someone's, you know, backyard. Then. What if South Africa does that again? I mean, going into his backyard and then doing, you know, killings there, and then later he discovers this, his South African intelligence that had done this. There would be chaos in the world, you see. So I'm just saying, you know, connected to this African Union, you know, issue, I hope, and it came at the right time that, you know, I hope Mr. Musa Faki Muhammad is going to learn, you know, a lesson, and we have already, you know, started the petition to chase him. We don't want him at the African Union. He's a spy. How can we trust people like that at the helm of our continental body? We don't want people like that. He must be chased. And we know for sure that money exchanged hands. He was bought by the Israelis to admit them without, you know, the knowledge of the heads of state. But heads, like I said, are beginning to roll there. We want him out of the African Union. Mm-hmm. I've written myself, I'm a critic of him.
Yeah.
He, right beginning, you know, from the time of Morocco, it is during his term that Morocco, you know, came back to the African Union. Again, Morocco has African Union, United Nations resolutions hanging on his head, that get out of Western Sahara and allow the Sahrawi people to have their independence.
Yeah. Dr. Mustafa Mehta, shukran so much for your time as always. Really appreciate your input.
Thank you, Malana.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
Sunbeam Steel, suppliers of all steel products. For carports, gates, burglar-proofing, fencing, reinforcing steel mesh, and all your structural steel. We also stock roof sheeting in galvanized polycarbonate and fiberglass. For that fantastic rail deal, contact Sunbeam Steel. Situated at Main Clip River Road, Akenhof. Call us on 011-948-6011 or 6013 or 011-948-7905.
The all-new A-Class sedan with its sporty and sleek contours and Mercedes-Benz user experience will surely blow your mind. Looks and feels revolutionary. It's an all-new way of operating a car. Using intuition and the art of learning new elements each day, the all-new A-Class will do that until it almost knows you better than you do yourself. Visit Shiraz Auto and say, hey Mercedes, to get your own feel. For more information, contact our sales team today on 011-2-